Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, here's a little fiction, a story for the Christmas season, how a lost dog helped people find Christmas. Although he had pushed for her to spend a few days with him at Christmas time, he couldn't say he was happy she was coming. Maybe, though, this little girl could turn things around for him. Nothing else this season had lifted him from the bleak, cold, dark loneliness that had surrounded his life, like the heavy, overbearing fog of a sick room, since everything with the little girl's mother had turned south. These were his thoughts as he drove through the early darkness with the little girl in the front seat beside him. "Daddy, stop! Watch out for that poor dog." He braked, and with the dark shadow of a dog standing still in the middle of the road, the little girl bolted, wrapping her arms around the animal. She called out, "Daddy, we can't just leave him out here. He's lost, and he's hungry, and he's going to die if we don't help him." "Okay, put him in the car." He winced, thinking, "I'll call animal control shelter as soon as I get back to the house." But at his house, the little girl filled bowls with water and cereal. While the dog ate and drank, she sat down on the floor and began to pet and stroke it. "Thank you for calling the animal control," the recording said. "Our office hours are..." Well, looking up from the telephone, he noticed that his dog had moved into the little girl's lap, and she was smiling for the first time that day. He kneeled beside them and touched her shoulder. And when the dog's nose found his other hand, he too smiled, a real smile, for the first time in a long time. And the three sat there together, silent, peaceful, and happy. A little while later, the little girl wrinkled forehead and asked him, "What if its real owner is missing it? What should we do?" "Well, maybe we can help it find a way to get back home," the man said. So back in the car with the three of them in the front seat together, he drove to where they had found the dog and parked, and he took the dog out to the sidewalk, and the little girl rushed out to give it a long hug that was finally interrupted by the man's calling to her, "Come back and get in the car and watch." The dog ambled across the street again. "Daddy, it's going to get hurt." But the dog crossed safely and lumbered along towards downtown. The man and the little girl followed, watching the dog cross another busy street, pick up the pace, pass one house, and then suddenly dash into the backyard of another house. "We better ask before we go into that backyard," the man said. So they walked onto the porch, and they were immediately surrounded by decorations and blinking lights. He knocked on the door, and a cheerful old man appeared at the door and said, "Merry Christmas to the two of you. Come inside." And the little girl said, "We're looking for a dog that got lost, and we think it's in your backyard. Can we go look for it?" "Well, there's no dog here except ours. I think I heard him come in from the back," the old man laughed. "But you're welcome. You're welcome to look." Just then that dog came running into the hall and jumped up on the old man. Yes, it was the same dog. And it quickly came over to the little girl and gave her a warm look. "Come on into the backyard," the old man said, "and we'll see if your dog is there." "No thanks," the little girl said. "I think we've found what we're looking for." And as they walked back to the car, she said, "Oh, Daddy, you're good. Thank you. We got that wonderful dog back to its home." He grabbed her hand and thought, "No. It found its own way. And if that dog can make its way back to where it belongs at Christmas time, then just maybe, so can we." This is D.G. Martin.